Welcome to Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk Ministry. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. Looking out at Psalm 145, a couple phrases have kind of grabbed my thought process for this morning. One of those is in Psalm 145, verse 13. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. So thinking about this Friday morning, as we get opportunity to be together, or if you pick it up later on, but thinking about our God and his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and that his dominion endures throughout all generations. So thinking about whatever's going to take place today, our Father's going to be in charge of that. Not only today, but you know, back when King David was alive, and Solomon was alive, when Abraham was alive, and you know, Jonah was the prophet that chose not to follow God. You know, God's in all of those scenarios and situations. And so, just trying to pause as I start my morning, just reminding me who's in charge, reminding me how big my God is, reminding me that I can trust Him, and there's incredible examples. People in the past that have done that and done that well. And then there's other examples of individuals that have not done that well and have chosen other things. But the other part of Psalm 145 is verse 18. The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. So knowing this morning as we get started, or knowing the day that's in front of us, Will we be willing to pause and call on the God of all generations? Now, I realize there's some things that possibly could keep people from doing that: anger, bitterness, pride, being resentful, and the list can go on a little bit longer if you really want to do that, but I really don't want to focus on that. What would something be anger, the loss of a loved one? And that automatically doesn't go away. I remember for a while after Dad had passed away, I didn't want to be in church. I didn't want to call on the Lord. I was just angry at Him. And I think that's a natural response. I wish somebody would have come alongside of me and said, hey, you know, your grief is a process. And so, you know, this is okay. This is normal. This is natural. But for us today, would it be your pride, your willingness to be independent, your willingness to say, you know what, God, I don't need your help? And that's a choice God's going to give you today, and He gives all of us that choice. I'm praying that we don't take that choice. I'm praying that as individuals, we'll wake up this morning in humility and say, God, I'm calling to You because I know You're the God that's been faithful to all generations. I know that You're the God that's been in every situation that in the past. And I know that You're going to be the God that's going to be in every situation in the present and the things that are going to go forward. And I recognize today as a gift from You. And so I want to seek Your face. I want to come ask for help. I want to humble myself before You and say, God, here I am. I want to communicate with You today. I want to lean on Your wisdom and Your discernment as I go forward with the things that are in front of me today. God, I need You. And so this morning, or as you go about today, the Lord's near. The willingness to call is going to be your choice. God is going to be the God of today. God is going to be the God of tomorrow. He's going to endure forever. The question will be, will we be the individuals that want to come ask Him for help? Will we be the individuals that want to come say, look, I want to seek Your face. I want to cry out to You. I want to know who You are today. So help me, Father, today for Your glory. So Jesus, we thank You for this time to be together. We thank You for the Let's Talk ministry and what You're doing with it and how You're spreading it around. And so I pray for the individuals that are going to pick this thing up and listen. Help them not to make excuses. Help them not to blame. But God, that they would just walk in awe today that You're the God of all generations, and they'd walk in awe today by asking You for help, asking You for wisdom, that they would be calling on Your name. For Your glory today, Jesus, in Your name we pray. Amen. Have a great day and enjoy your Friday. God bless you.